Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Thursday, November the 5th. And we're going to talk a little bit about the election today. There is no resolution, as far as I know. There are, I think, Nevada, some people say Arizona, Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania. That's five, the five that are in question, although, again, Arizona has actually been called, I think, by a couple of networks, including Fox. But, President Trump does not need Arizona to win. He could win with the other three and Nevada. But anyway, this is where we are. This is where we are, and I think this is going to take a few days, maybe a few weeks. First thing they have to do, of course, is they have to count the votes. And they haven't done that yet. And that raises, at least for me, a lot of just very basic questions. Why haven't they counted the votes? Why did they stop counting votes, the other night? I mean, it seems to me that if you have an election on election day, you're going to have enough people there to count the votes. I mean, that's sensible. I mean, that's the one day of the year that you really got to have everybody on board. But many of these states simply stopped counting. Now you have Nevada saying they'll have results in, I don't know how many more days or whatever. I mean, that's just, to me, there's something wrong. There's something wrong with the process. I think I understand that every state gets to run its own elections. I have no problem with that. I have no problem with states running the election process. That's the way it should be. But I do have a problem with a national election for president. And here we are, some states have not counted yet. Now, of course, I think what complicated things a lot this year is that we went to not just voting by mail, but sending, ballots to people who didn't solicit one. And I think we kind of flooded the process. I really do. And now we're dealing with all of this. But the number one requirement, I mean, this is a very bitterly divided country. And the last thing you want is half of the country to think that the election was stolen. So I think the states who are running these recounts, or these not recounts, but actually vote counts, they got to be totally transparent. And they're just going to have to open the window and say, okay, here's everything on the table, and let the media in, let the poll watchers in. In other words, basically overwhelm us with so much information and so much transparency that the loser says, okay, I understand, I lost the election. Okay, I get it, I lost the election. But unless that happens, I mean, if the loser walks away from the table and says, no, I didn't lose the election, there's something wrong, what is this or what is that, it's going to be very problematic for the country. I mean, that's really what I'm thinking about right now. Obviously, one of these two men is going to be president. That's a given. But the country is what I'm thinking about. And I don't know what's going to happen with that. I mean, imagine a situation where some of these states announced that Joe Biden has won, let's say, Georgia. But there's all kinds of disputes about the votes coming in from Atlanta, which is not that unusual. Or in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Or, I mean, I've heard things about Milwaukee that were going on, Detroit. Now you got things now from Vegas going on. So, I mean, there's all kinds of issues out there, all kind of hanging, as they say, all kinds of balls in the air. And the only way to persuade the American people, that this is a clean process is to make it as clean and as transparent as possible. And if there is evidence of an irregularity, you fix it. And if there's a story that somebody showed up with, I don't know how many votes, and they all happen to be for Biden, well, you got to clear that up. And you got to, whatever you have to do to charge the bureaucrat or whatever you got to do to fix it. Because the American people deserve transparency. Again, look, I would be willing to, obviously, I want Donald Trump to win, obviously. And I would be willing. I'd be willing to walk away and say, okay, he lost the election. And I accept that. But you got to show me some transparency. You've got to persuade me that that result was based on honesty and that the votes were counted correctly. And this garbage, every vote has to be counted. No. There's no rationale for counting every vote. The only votes that have to be counted are the votes that were legally voted. I mean, the ballots that were legally processed, or the ballots who were, you know, the people who voted on election day, or people who voted by whatever rules and got their ballots in by a certain point. In other words, you have to follow the rules. But this garbage, oh, you can submit your vote 2 weeks in advance, well, or 2 weeks later. That's not going to, you know, again, that's not going to fix the problem of transparency. And as I said before, we have to have transparency. So I'm not expecting any major changes over the next 4 or 5 days. But right now, it's confusing. And the country deserves an answer. And it has to be clean. It has to be transparent. Otherwise, it's going to get very, very difficult. I have a post over at the American Thinker this morning talking about the election and the potential impact that this election, assuming that Joe Biden wins, the difficulties that he's going to have governing. Number one, he's going to have a Republican Senate, which means that they're going to stop anything that he does. Number two, he's going to have a very crazy left in the House that will be pushing and pushing and pushing for all kinds of things that are never going to happen because they're never going to get through a Republican Senate. So it's going to get very difficult, very, very difficult for a President Biden if he were to win and have a Republican Senate, and it looks very likely like he will. There are also going to be investigations, I believe, of President Biden or a potential President Biden. And they're going to be very embarrassing because there are some issues with his son and the family finances. So, you know, on one hand, obviously, Joe Biden wants to be president. But on the other hand, I wouldn't be surprised if he's, you know, sort of sitting back and quietly on his knees praying that Donald Trump wins the election. Because if he becomes president, Joe Biden, he's going to be investigated. I think that if he loses the election, I think more than likely this whole thing goes away. And they're not going to go after him. If he loses the election, I mean, but if he does win, they're going to go after him, and it's not going to get pretty for his presidency. So he faces a very difficult presidency, and I'm not the only one saying that, by the way. There's all kinds of stories in Politico and other websites saying the same thing, that this is going to be a very bad presidency, a very difficult presidency, I should say, and because of the other thing that happened on Tuesday, and that is the incredible gains that the Republicans made across the country, especially in the House of Representatives. The Republicans right now have 200 seats in the House of Representatives. I mean, they have done an amazing job, not only recruiting good candidates, but winning many of these districts. And that's going to make it even more difficult for Nancy Pelosi to get anything done because she's got a lot less Democrats to do it with. So I don't know. I keep saying to myself that if I was Joe Biden, I would be hoping that Donald Trump wins, because, as I said before, I don't think they're going to go after him if he loses. But if he wins and he has a Republican Senate, they will. They will go after him, and it's not going to be good for his presidency. One quick note about Texas. I have a post about Texas coming out on Friday, and I did a show last night, Wednesday, with my friend George Rodriguez in South Texas. I would recommend that show. The Republicans did a fantastic job in Texas. When you consider all the bad publicity and all the bad polling data that we had saying that Biden was going to win Texas, there was a poll on the Friday before the election saying that Joe Biden was 1 point ahead of Donald Trump, 1 point, 48-47. Well, it didn't turn out that way. President Trump won Texas by 6. Senator Cornyn won Texas, or was reelected, by 10. Every single Democrat or Republican congressman or woman running for reelection was reelected, including there was a really nice victory in an open seat in South Texas where Chip Roy defeated Wendy Davis. Wendy Davis, for some of you may remember her, she ran for the governor for the governor back in 2014, and she was the lady who became very much identified with abortion. So it was a sweep for incumbent Republicans. Nobody lost. The Republicans kept their House majority, their Senate majority in Texas. And there's an editorial in Wall Street Journal today, Thursday, basically saying, you know, this was a bad year for the Democrats. They didn't get anything out of this. Yet they spend millions and millions of dollars. If you live in the Dallas area, you know what I'm talking about. I couldn't turn on the television without watching these ads against John Cornyn and against Donald Trump. I mean, the ads were vicious. And you can tell they were very expensive ads that were produced, obviously, by some of these left-wing groups in the West Coast or whatever, who were just flooding either Texas or South Carolina or Maine or Georgia or whatever, Kentucky. And they were just flooding the airwaves with ads connecting whoever the Republican incumbent was with President Trump. It didn't work. As I say, Senator Cornyn was reelected by 10 points. Senator Graham was reelected by 11 points, the same with Senator Maine. And we do have a couple of Republicans running in Georgia, and I'm pretty sure they're going to win. It looks like they may be headed for runoff elections. I'm not sure. And I think the only other one that's pending is Tillis in North Carolina. We'll see how that goes. It's very close, but it looks to me like he's going to pull it out. I mean, if you remember that one, that was all the polling data had that one. Basically, he was dead in the water, Tillis. And here he is with a slight lead over the Democrat who was supposed to run away with that one. So we'll talk a little bit about polling data when we chat with our friend Bill Katz on Sunday night. But, man, the polls did not have a good night either. That was the other thing. I mean, the polling data was just completely atrocious. Somebody, one of these polls actually had, and I'm talking about a famous one, you know, Washington Post, ABC, or New York Times, one of those, actually had Joe Biden leading in Wisconsin by 17 points. I mean, you got to be kidding me. But they did it. And, well, it looks like Joe Biden is going to win Wisconsin, but it's within a point or a point and a half. I mean, when you look at the popular vote numbers, by the way, you understand why the Electoral College is so effective. I mean, that popular vote margin of 3 million or whatever that Joe Biden has right now, that's nothing but California. I mean, that's nothing but votes from California. You take California out of the picture, and Donald Trump would lead the popular vote in the other 49 states. So thank God for the Electoral College. I think we would be a very different country without the Electoral College. In fact, I would argue that we wouldn't be a country, because I don't think we would have been put together back then, because the Electoral College was one of the compromises that was made to put the colonies or the country back together in the Constitution. Well, we're going to remember today President and Laura Bush, President George Bush and Laura Bush, who celebrate their 43rd anniversary today. So George W. Bush and Laura Bush were married, I think, in Midland or in Odessa, Texas, where she was working, and he was also out there in the oil business. So they were married out there. They've been married 43 years. Of course, they have two daughters. And, of course, he was the governor of Texas as well as the president of the United States. And she was one of my very favorite people, a wonderful first lady of Texas and a wonderful first lady of the United States. So happy number 43 anniversary to President and Laura Bush. And we also remember today that Richard Nixon was elected on this day in 1968. That was his first election. He defeated Hubert Humphrey. And also on this day, President Roosevelt was elected to his third term. And that was a very controversial decision, because nobody had ever done that before. There was something called the Washington tradition, where you only ran two terms. But he decided to run for the third time, and he did. And he ran in a very interesting campaign. He says he was going to keep us out of the war. Well, I think Pearl Harbor had something to do with changing his mind. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. This is Silvio Cantu in Dallas.